December 6th, 2008.
Om Shivam Bharataram Vishnum Shashivaram Chaturvrijam Vatanna Varanam Yare Sarvadegno Pashantaye Saraswati Namastubhyam Parade Kamarupini Vidyarambam Karishyami Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada Yenashara Samamnayam Adhigamya Maheshwara Krishnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Pananaye Namaha Vasyakaram Bhavachim Vashakaram Patanjanam Pananim Sutrakaram Cha Pranjosmi Munitrayam Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. What I wanted to do today is start on, probably take us two to three weeks to finish all of the consonant sundays, because I only want to do half the class on reviewing the consonant sundays without sutras. The second half of the class will be the first page of the first few sutras, and I think that by next week we can go into the text. Did you get the text? Copy of the text? Yes? The book? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I want to work a little bit on these initial sutras so that you can understand these, get more of the anubhuti words, the words that come down in sutra order. Because once we go to the Lagu Siddhanta, Kalmudi, these anubhutis are not at all clear. Because the Siddhanta Kalmudi and Lagu Siddhanta Kalmudi, these two texts, Lagu is an abbreviation of the Siddhanta Kalmudi, they're really designed to tell you the sutras that are the grammatical, the sutras that you need to know if you've learned Sanskrit in a conventional way without the sutras. So all the sutras that are involved for learning the Vibhakti, all the sutras involved for learning the Sandhis, etc. And it's very much out of order. So it's nice to kind of just go through things in order for a little while and get what we call the Paribhasha Sutras, which are the sutras that tell you how the sutras are to be used. These are called Paribhasha Sutras. So the first chapter in the Ashtadhyayi are primarily Paribhasha Sutras. Right? So that's what we're doing. These, what I call the first few sutras, the most important sutras in chapter 1 of the Ashtadhyayi. They're the ones that you'll be running across all the time. I'm going to add a few more. So I keep thinking, well, maybe we should have that one. But these are the most important of the sutras, and it also gives you a chance to learn the anubhuti. So we'll do that the second half of the class. So let's pull out page 12 of Common Consonant Sundays. And this is a review for everybody. But I just want you to kind of have a chance to relearn and memorize all of these Sunday rules, so that they're, the Sundays themselves aren't foreign to you once we go into the sutras. Okay? So, what another thing that might be helpful, not that we'll necessarily refer to it, but one of the charts that this chart is, are there any of these charts that tell you what the Kantatalu Ushta, Murdanya, all of these words, Ishat Sprishta, Sprishta, Vibrita, all of that. It could be, we can kind of apply some of these words if we want to. Okay? So let's look at the first one. Hard consonant, okay, followed by a soft consonant or vowel. Hard consonant followed by soft consonant or vowel goes to the third of its class. For the hard consonants, they're talking about here the mutes, you know, the partial letters, the mutes. Soft consonant is any soft consonant. What are the soft consonants? Third, fourth, nasal, semi-vowel. Okay.
pretty soon we'll start just using the Sanskrit terms, but that's even hard for me sometimes. So. Our content followed by self content or bell, both have served as class. So let's look at a like this. First, this is a first, a heart consonant, followed by the, a fourth, soft consonant. What happens to the ta? What's the third of the class? Evidenta class of the denta. Ta. So, in your mind, when you've learned, we've learned the chart, you know, with the regular chart without the, without referring to Dipanini. This is not referring to Dipanini here. You have to know in your mind first and third letters, first, second, third, and fourth. So if I say that it'll go to the third of the class, you have to automatically know. Because this interchange between the first and third letter, the first and third letters happens all of the time. And so in your mind, you should don't even notice it. You're so familiar with it that whether you see, you know, Sat Karoti, or said Vavati, the tanda are exactly the same. You just see it in reference to the Sunday. So you have to be that familiar. Let's look at another one. Using the vowel. Prak Urdhvam. Ka, hard consonant. Ooh, what's the third of ka? Right? Broad word form. Anybody have a problem with this?
Do soft consonants and vowels, they usually go together in a bunch of rules?
They usually go together because the vowels also are soft, right? We don't call them soft, but they are soft compared to hard because they resonate, right? The vowels resonate, and in a sense they're in the same place.
Right. But the hard and soft consonants that you refer to in all the rules are just the mutes, though.
Not in all of the rules, but in this one they are. You have to know. Well, let me put it this way. In the Sandhi, you have to know that the first and second and the sibilants are hard. Right? Those are the hard consonants.
Right.
When we're doing the Sandhi, based upon the position of the tongue, there are going to be some differences. Right? Like that's why if you have ka, ka, and pa, pa, are dealt with differently than these three. So you see these as a group.
Right.
And these are a group. In Sandhi. Why? These don't use the tongue. These three use the tongue. Right? That's it. And so, say, and then the sibilants are also dealt with differently.
But ha is not a ha is a sibilant.
It's sibilant is soft.
Right.
Right. So because it's considered a sibilant, but soft, so it's going to be different. Right. So this is the type of relationship. And then since these are hard, and also, let me put them in the right place. The sibilants are hard. And also use the term, this is palatal, lingual, dental, right? So, these are going to have some relationship with each other. What's the relationship in the Visarga Sandhi, right? Is the sha, sha, sa in both cases. But if it's a sibilant, it has the option of keeping the Visarga. Right, in the Visarga Sandhi, right? These will take the, If the Visarga is followed by cha 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 cha, it's mandatory that it changes to the sibilant of its class. If it's followed by cha cha sa, it also changes to the sibilant of its class or remains as Visarga. So there's definitely a commonality there. And then the ha goes in with the soft consonant sundays, right? So it'll be dealt with differently in the Visarga Sandhi. This relationship here is important to understand. Even incontinent Sunday. Because why do we have Sunday? Basically it's this. The script has to be true to your pronunciation, to what you actually say. And if you're using your tongue, like in these three, one letter, the letter following is going to affect the preceding letter. If you're not using your tongue, it's not going to affect. The following letter won't affect. And so in consonant Sunday, when two consonants come together, this isn't going to create a problem, usually. Right? These two, if the ka, 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 pa, pa is the following letter, there won't be much problem created. I'll show you where there will be a problem, but for the most part, no. But here, yes, because this involves the tongue. So what if you have a ta, for instance, followed by a cha? The following letter affects the last letter. We'll see that when we get to it. The following letter will affect the preceding letter. Mm-hmm. Right? And so it'll cause a change. So we'll get to that, but let's just see the simplest form right now. So, said Bhavati, Prak ordered one, Prag ordered one. First or second letter, we'll go to the third. Okay? Clear for everybody? Mm-hmm. Let's do the next one. Sorry, I don't have my toilet paper rolls. I had to turn the thing all here and here to stop the gas as a buffer. I don't have them, so. Alright. Put up with it. Now, this one. Mutes.
And how come, why do you say mutes and not soft consonants?
What are mutes?
Everything.
Mutes except the nasal, followed by a hard consonant, goes to the first of its class. That can get into some complex things. I'll talk a little bit about it, but let's just do it how it says so that you'll understand. Okay, so if you have mutes, except for nasal, what does that mean? It's going to mean all of the letters, right? Except for the nasal, all the mutes, all the partial letters, right? Plus the nasal. Minus the nasal. Followed by hard consonant. Goes to the first of the class. Okay, so what examples do I have? Dig Palaha. These examples, by the way, are stock examples from a text called Sandhi Chandrika that is a Sanskrit text just on the Sandhi that gives hundreds and hundreds of examples. So that's where these examples come from. So say we say Dik Palaha, or the directions of the four quarters. Okay? Ga, soft consonant, followed by hard consonant. Okay? Dik. Goes to the first of its class. You have to know what's the first of ga? Ka. Okay? Look at in your book. I mean in your handout. Sampad. Everybody has a handout? Sampad. Kamaha. Da. What's the first of the class for Vedanta? Ka. Sampad. Kamaha. Virat. Purushaha. What's the, for the ga lingual? First of the class of the Murdanya? Ka. Virat Purushaha. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. What's the first of the? What's the first of ka? Of ja. The first. Abda, ga, da, 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 we're done here, right? Mine's got to go back and forth, okay, good. Any questions on that? Is that the opposite of the first one?
No.
Oh,
Not the opposite definite.
Okay.
Because it doesn't include, because it's not the flip-flop of the first one.
It's not completely the flip-flop.
It's like a flip-flop.
I'll tell you what, it's like a flip-flop. We will refer back to this as soon as we get to the nasals. When we get to the nasals, then you'll see. Because here, the hard consonant can be followed by a nasal, right? A nasal is soft. So a hard consonant plus a soft consonant or vowel, right, changes to the third of its class. We're going to see in another Sunday, which maybe for that reason this order could have been a little better, but anyway, we'll see them as a group. If you have a hard consonant followed by a soft consonant, which includes the nasal, okay, number one, or a vowel, so all soft consonants are vowel, including the nasal, it will go to the third of its class. We have another Sunday that is more comprehensive, that if it's followed by a nasal, it will optionally go to the third of its class, or to the nasal. So there's going to be another Sunday rule that broadens this one. But for now, this is okay. I've seen all the limitations of this one. If you want, and I don't want to say except for a nasal here. If I say except for a nasal, that isn't true.
On the first one.
On the first one. Because if it's a nasal also, it will go to the third of this class, but as we'll see, it will also can also go to the corresponding nasal. But I need a few more sutras to be able to show you that. Okay, Penny?
Yes.
Whereas for the second one, it's mute except for the nasal, followed by a hard consonant.
And also it doesn't mention anything about vowels. So it's not like the first
one. No, because a hard consonant...
Right.
But, oh, okay, yeah. A hard consonant... Soft consonants and vowels go together. That's what Kiki was saying. The soft consonants and vowels go together because the vowels are technically considered soft. We don't label them soft, but they also resonate. They're not hard. So they go... The soft consonants and vowels will almost always go together, okay? Hard consonants and vowels don't go together. So here, you say, the mute, except for the nasal, followed by a hard consonant, goes to the first of its class. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. With nasal sundi is its own beast. There are a lot of nasal sundis, and so this rule won't apply with the nasal sundi. Okay for now?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll revisit this when we do the nasal sundi. Let's go to the third one. Now this is nice. A dental plus a palatal. Dental plus a palatal goes to the palatal. Notice that we're not doing word order. It's not, let's see if they give the opposite examples. When you're coming up against this, an external sundi, which is what we're doing, it's a dental followed by a palatal, right? So that's all we're going to deal with right now. But in internal sundi also, the dental and the palatal, when they come together, the palatal is stronger. But that'll be an exception, and that'll be something that we'll deal with later. So let's look at this. When is, because is is a dental, right? When is or a dental consonant is combined with sh or a palatal consonant, it changes to sh or the first or third palatal, depending on whether the palatal is hard or is a hard or soft consonant. So, I can use an example. So look at a few examples. So in other words, a s will go to sh, because look, s is a dental, okay? And so if it's combined with a palatal, it's going to go to sh. If a dental s is combined with a palatal, that dental s will go to sh. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's look at the next one. A t will go to what? What would a t go to? Ch. 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 What's the palatal equivalent? Now this is another thing we point out. This is the first letter. What's the palatal first letter?
Ch.
Ch. Right? there's going to be more changes this child will see, could go to the third.
Wait a minute. No, don't
get ahead of yourself. All right. Look at the first one first. A dental followed by a palatal. That's how we're going to do it right now. A dental followed by a palatal will go to the corresponding palatal.
Okay.
Now, what would the corresponding palatal of sa be?
The palatal of sha.
No, the corresponding palatal of sa. Now, with sa, we have sha. Sha. Sa. So what is going to be the savarna letter to sa? Not savarna exactly, but what will be the closest, sani and padithamaha, the closest letter?
Because this
is a dental.
Right.
It's going to go to the corresponding palatal. This is a dental sibilant. What is the corresponding palatal sibilant?
Sha.
Sha. This is a dental,
right.
First, okay?
Right.
What is the corresponding?
Sure.
If I had the...
But you're not adding, it's a dental plus palatal, and you're following the ruler.
Dental following the palatal. But look at the, if I have a hard consonant, this plus means...
Right, but in that case, in the example that you're giving, you're saying if it's something plus something on the left side, where...
Kiki, I'm just looking at this printout here.
Sorry.
You see the printout here?
Yeah.
The second line where it says sa goes to sha, ta goes to cha, da goes to cha.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm just showing you the logic.
Okay, so we're not getting into the thirds and all that. All we're doing is moving straight up to the...
Well,
if
we are.
If one, you're going into the palatal line. But so far,
I don't want to go into the to this or anything. I just want you to understand this. What would the go to?
So
if I have a dental,
right.
The following the palatal,
sure.
Right. What
would it go to? What would the corresponding be?
Sure.
That's all I want you to see. I want you to see the relationship. This is the third letter, dental.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to the third letter,
uh-huh.
Palatal.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first letter, dental. It goes to the first letter, palatal. This is a sibilant, right? Dental.
Right.
It will go to the sibilant, palatal. Everybody get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at some examples. Everybody on board here?
Can you wait 1 second?
Yeah. These have come all of the time. So. Just look at the example, because Stacy has to really know backwards and forwards, because they're so common. You know, when I read the Sanskrit, and then I read the Sindhi book, and how many times do you see this? And it's there in every sentence, right? They say you're probably trying to follow along in the transliteration, and all of a sudden, I'm not saying seeing. You're not saying what you're seeing, right? So.
Is that all there, is there more to this rule?
There is a little more. but it's broken up. This rule is broken up into segments, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let's just look at some examples. If I have touch followed by cha, this is something you see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is the rule for that. You've got a dental followed by a palatal. Touch, cha. The ta is going to go to the corresponding palatal. Okay? Which would make it clear? That should be really clear.
Mm-hmm.
What if I had cut, what's the word I had, Javati? Ta, followed by a palatal. This has to go to the corresponding palatal.
See, now there, it's different. See there? Because before you've always been moving from first to first. You're just moving up the line, but now you're talking about thirds.
That's right.
All right.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about that right now.
All right.
There's two operations that are going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say the corresponding palatal, okay, let's take a look at what's happening. First of all, the corresponding palatal, if we wanted to do the corresponding palatal to ta,
right.
Let me do this in some steps, okay?
Right.
We would have what? What's the corresponding palatal with ta?
Sha.
So that would be ta, touch jahati. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with touch jahati?
That's what our rhythm coming together.
That's right.
Hard and soft
coming
together.
Yeah, the katora and rhythm, that's right. Hard and soft. So cha plus ja. So this has to go to what?
Sorry, what's wrong with that?
Well, look at, let's go back up here. A hard consonant,
uh-huh,
followed by a soft consonant or vowel,
right,
goes to the third of its class. Okay, so now, if I say the corresponding palatal, here you've got, up here, you have hard. So there's no problem. Hard consonant.
Mm-hmm.
So this can go to cha, touch cha,
right,
and there's no problem. But in Sanskrit, a hard consonant and a soft consonant can't come together. Okay? There's going to be a sandhi. So here if you have touch jahati, you've got a hard consonant and a soft consonant.
Okay.
So if that's so, what's going to happen? What sandhi has to
happen? Sure, it'll go by number one rule, so sure, it'll go to the first of it.
Joe will go to Joe. Tej Jahati. So there's two operations that are happening here. Because in Sanskrit, since you can't have a hard consonant and soft consonant, you kind of understand, if you're reading along, Tej Jahati, this ja is going to drag this cha into a ja position. Your tongue will drag it there. Unless you come to touch full stop jahati. If you don't come to full stop, then a sandhi will take place. And in fact, if you do come to full stop, you break the sandhi. Like for instance, in a shloka, when you're chanting a shloka, it usually breaks up into quarters. When it breaks up into quarters, you break the sandhi. That's because you come to a full stop at the end of each quarter, each pada. Right, so you'll break the sandhi. If you can't break the sandhi or the pada, the quarter, ends in the middle of a word, then you have to chant the whole line. Or sometimes because the students can't chant the whole line, I'll break it, and then I always have to say, this is what we're doing, we really should break it there. Just breaking it there so we can chant it, right?
I remember that.
Yeah. Okay. So does everybody, Kenny, are you getting clear on this?
Okay. So the first member has to correspond to the second member in the hardness and softness category.
That's right.
Okay.
Let's look at another example.
Somebody said lost, every time we do something, you've done something, you've done
it, you've done it. Yes.
Yeah.
Something
is never. This is consonants.
This is consonants, and that's definitely true for the service.
So that really only applies to the service, you know?
Oh, I can't make an absolute statement like that. In Visarga Sandhi, it definitely applies. In Val Sandhi, I don't think there's any instances. There are some instances of that in Val Sandhi also.
Okay.
No? In Val Sandhi, there aren't instances of that.
Okay.
There are.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was.
Yeah.
I thought that was universal.
Well, it is for the most part universal, but this Sandhi involves these two steps.
Right.
Okay? Let's look at another one. On the other side of that, Tet Jatiti. Tet Cha. What would it be?
Touch.
Let me explain something to you also. A word is not going to end in an aspirate. There are words that end in aspirates, but in usage they will convert to their unaspirate. So if a word if a word ends in like a ka, it'll go to ka. If it ends in cha, it'll go to cha in usage. So that might help you to understand. Now here, this isn't going to go to a fourth, and like here how it says third of the class.
Yeah.
It's not going to go to the fourth of the class. If it went to the fourth of the class, it would have to then reconvert that to the third of the class. Right? So here, tet jati, jati. What would it be? Tej. This has to go to, what? This is, has to go to the third. So if you want to break it in your mind, okay, touch, and then tej. But you really shouldn't have to do that. If this is soft consonant, it's going to go to the third. If it's hard consonant, it'll go to the first. So you should understand in your mind, first, you know, hard consonants and soft consonants don't come together. And so if you've got a dental following a palatal fourth letter, it'll go to the third. If you have a dental following a palatal first letter, it'll go to the first. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Look, if I have a ta, these are the options. I have a ta following a cha or cha. I have a ta, following a ja or ja.
Followed by.
It followed by.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, it followed by. What will this one go to? If I have a, it, like cut, followed by a hard consonant, cha or cha, what will it go to?
Cha.
Okay. If I have a hard consonant, dental, followed by a palatal hard consonant, what will this dental letter go to?
The soft corresponding palatal.
Not soft, this is hard.
No, no, but it'll go to
the
third. But so it'll go to the soft one, right? Instead of the hard one. Instead of the hard palatal, it'll go to the soft one.
Right. Here we have the letter ta.
Right?
Here we have
to
just hard consonant. If we have a word ending in ta, like ta is the standard word, and followed by a hard consonant, cha. Hard consonant is followed by hard consonant dental.
Right.
Is followed by a hard consonant palatal.
Right.
What will it go to?
Jew.
Okay,
we'll go to
cha. It'll go to cha.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's not the hard and hard gun come together. Yeah. It's hard and soft gun come together. Sorry, you're going backwards there.
Okay.
Yes.
So, clear?
Yeah.
Are you clear, Penny?
I would. Sorry,
I erased everything she said. You, her mind was lost in a
yes.
in a loop. Okay.
Okay.
So now, now you've got a the hard consonant ch, dental, followed by a hard consonant ch or ch.
Yes.
This dental will go to the corresponding palatal. This is a hard. A hard consonant followed by a hard, the corresponding would be ch, the first letter. If you've got a dental followed by ja or cha, this is a third or fourth letter, this is soft. So now what would the corresponding dental be?
So, yes,
the palatal jaw. Yeah. It's only going to go to the first or third. If you have a dental followed by a soft palatal, it will go to the corresponding soft palatal, first or third, it will go to the jaw. If you have a dental followed by a hard palatal, it will go to cha. So a dental followed by a hard palatal, cha or cha, will go to cha. A dental followed by a soft palatal, j or j, will go to j. Okay? What I want to do is read through again.
I don't know why these are so confusing.
I don't either.
It shouldn't be that confusing.
No, it shouldn't be.
I know it shouldn't.
I'm going to research this for one more try. Let me do the example before we go back and try this again. Let me do the example for the sibilant so that's clear. Say you have Ramas, dental sibilant, followed by a palatal. Ramas, shete, a dental sibilant, followed by a palatal sibilant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What would it be?
Ramash.
Shete. So there shouldn't be anything confusing there. If you have a sibilant followed by a palatal sibilant, it's going to change the corresponding. Okay. Let me do another example of that now. Is this so far so good? So this would be Lama Shete. Now what if I had Ramas, sibilant, dental sibilant, followed by Chinoti, Acha. Ramas, Chinoti. Dental sibilant, followed by a palatal, Cha. What's going to happen to this sub? There's only one thing it can go to.
Sure.
So if you have a dental sibilant followed by a palatal sibilant or a palatal letter, right? It's going to go to a palatal hard consonant. It will go to sure. And this one we see all the time.
Sibilant.
Yeah. Ramas Chinoti. Are we okay for now? What if you have, we're still in this one, Tong Jaya. Conquer them. Tong Jaya. Dental, nasal, okay? Followed by a palatal. But the dental nasal.
No, we'll go to the palatal.
Palatal nasal. Tang Jaya. Okay? And another example, just to show you, with internal sundi, the word order does not really matter. Do you see this example I have? Yej plus naha, an affix. This is one word, internal sundi. You've got a ja plus a na.
Yeah, I didn't get this one.
Well, if this goes like this, here you've got a palatal, so the order isn't going to make any difference. You've got a palatal followed by a nasal. This is an internal sundi, okay? We'll deal with that in depth later when we do the sutras, but in internal sundi, the palatal-dental combination doesn't make any difference. Okay? So now, say you have a ja followed by a na. That would become yaj. And then?
Kalpamesal.
Yeah.
What is it? Goes to the palate.
It's a dental nasal. First one.
This is a dental nasal.
So it goes to the palatal nasal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me put, I just put nasal in. Dental nasal. We're going to a palatal plus a palatal nasal.
Okay.
Okay? And what is ja plus nya makes this?
Nya.
Yeah. Okay. So the word is yajna, right? Look in your, in the handout, just read through the examples. So, everybody with me with tet, che? And you tell me if you get into a problem. Tet, che, tet, che. Che goes to che. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A, tet, cha, ya. Kiki, what are you doing?
Sorry, I was just sitting down the example.
The example is in the text. So, tet, che, tet, che. What do you see? Dental palatal goes to palatal palatal. Atet chaya. Dental ta plus aspirate cha goes to atet chaya. It's never going to go to, there's one study that where there will be an aspirate, but other than that, it will always go to the first or the third. So, atet chaya. So, what is the equivalent palatal of the ta? The equivalent palatal of the ta will be cha, not cha, right? So, a te cha ya. Next line. Tet jahati. Dental first, palatal first. Tet jahati. What is the equivalent for the tone and followed by a soft consonant would be the third letter. Okay, so tej jahati. Let's look at with an aspirate. Tet chatiti. Tej chatiti. Aspirate ja. The ta will go to its equivalent palatal. It has to go to the soft. Right?
I don't understand that.
Did you understand a tet chaya?
Yeah.
Then the only difference here is that ja is a fourth soft consonant, right?
Yes.
And so the ta will go to the third of its class because you can't have a hard and a soft together. So tet jatiti will go to tej. Jatiti. What's the third of the dental? What's the...
Yeah, it didn't go to the third of it. The toe didn't go to the third of this class.
The toe went to the... It's going to go to the palatal.
The third of the palatal, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Third of the palatal.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's... Are you clear, Kiki?
Yeah.
Everybody clear here? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Ton. Jatiti. You've got a dental nasal followed by a palatal. Tanjaya, right? See that? Goes to the nya. Tanjaya. Look at the next one. This is an example of internal sundi, where the ja and na, the word or the order of palatal dental it doesn't matter. It can be in either order. Yajnaha becomes yajnaha. That nya here is a combination of ja, yaj plus na makes for this conjugate consonant nya. So yajnaha. Okay? Now let's look at the next one. The next one, still everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Ramas shete. Sibilants, a dental sibilant, followed by palatal sibilant. the dental sibilant has to go to the palatal. So, Rama Shete. Okay? You see where the dental, the sa goes to sha? Rama Shete, Rama Shete. Next one. Rama Chinoti. Here you have a dental sibilant, followed by Chinoti, followed by a palatal letter, right? Rama Chinoti. So we see this, you should remember seeing this all of the time. Like Harishcha, Harihicha, Harishcha. Right? Okay? Ramas Chinoti, Ramash Chinoti. Sagasusha. We okay? I want to do one more and we'll take a break. Because this one is so similar. It's exactly the same, except for we're doing exactly the same Sunday, except we're using linguals now. A dental denta, followed by a murdanya. Goes to the murdanya, the lingual. Dental plus lingual goes to the lingual. Dental plus mudanya goes to the mudanya equivalent. No difference, right? Except that we're dealing now with linguals instead of palatals. Let me give the examples, okay? Cut. Okay, everybody, need your attention. Cut. Dental. Lingual. Tika. Dental. Lingual. What happens? Corresponding lingual. Right? Good. Cut goes to cut. Dental, lingual. Corresponding lingual, cut. Next one. Let's try this. Ta. Cut. Ta. 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 Can you need your attention? Tet, dental, tar. For third, second letter. Right. Still hard. Right. What happens to this?
The third will go to the corresponding lingual.
Which would be?
Which would be.
Tum.
Still be
tum. Still be tum. If I did the Sunday, it would look like this. I mean, if I made the conjugate consonant, I'm breaking it, okay? Cut, tadaha. So here you have a dental, first letter, dental, followed by a first lingual, cut. Here you have a dental, ta, followed by an aspirate hard consonant, ta. Stays the same, right? Okay, for everybody? Let's do another example with the soft consonant. Tet dayanam. Tet. Followed by a third letter, lingual. Dental, followed by a third lingual.
The
will go to the corresponding
lingual.
Yeah, same. It's going to be a double. What's happening here? this is a third letter, right? This is a first letter. This is a first letter dental. This is a third letter lingual. Right? So what's this going to go to?
It's corresponding
lingual. Right, it's going to go to the first or the third. Since this is a third, it's got to go to the third. You can't have a hard and a soft coming together. Right? So this will go to Tud Diana.
But that doesn't solve the issue of why isn't it going to a first then?
Yes, it does. Because the rule is this.
The first one, the
you've got two, you have to think in two operations here. This is a dental and it's also an hard consonant.
Yes.
This is a lingual, but it's also a soft consonant.
Yes.
A hard consonant and a soft consonant can't come together.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So what's it going to go to?
So it's got to go to the third and soft.
That's right. Perfect. So, third diagram. So let's look at the hard consonant. Let's see what word it is. I'm going to type dollar. Tut, dalam. What is this, Tara?
Okay.
And what is this? What letter is da? Fourth lingual. Hard consonant, soft consonant. These are very rare. We don't have that many linguals really. But still you have to know it. Tug dog. Tug dog.
Reverse dissimulation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I won't go there.
So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a couple more examples here on the record.
Was a word for
all these examples are on the page, right?
Yes.
So, let's look at the sibilant, right? Oops.
Can you trick it here?
Lama, Shashtaha. Ramas, Shashtana. What do we have here?
Dental
sibilant. What do we have here? So what happens to this? It goes to the Mordanya, to the cerebral or lingual. Right? Dental sibilant. Followed by lingual sibilant. What happens to this?
Goes to the
lingual. Yeah. Right? Dental sibilant, lingual sibilant has to change to the lingual.
So is it because the linguals, the sibilants are all hard anyway? So
they're all hard, yeah. And there's only three of them.
So it's just
yeah. You don't have to worry about hard, soft, or anything.
Right.
Just if a sibilant follows a sibilant, it has to, you know, either go to the palatal or go to the lingual if it's a dental. Depends on what's following. If it's a lingual following, it's got to go to the lingual sibilant. Okay? So let's look at the one more example here. This is actually an internal sibilant. It's fine. Still following the order that you're used to. Pesh. Plus the affix ta. Sha plus ta. Here you've got the. Oh, they did. She did reverse the order. That's fine. Same thing. It's an internal, okay? Pesh ta is internal. This is an affix to form a word. Here you've got a lingual, sha. Followed by a dental. What's going to happen to that dental? First of all, you have to remember the sibilants are hard, right? The sibilants are hard. So what would be the corresponding lingual to this? To ta. What's the corresponding lingual to ta? Ta. So. Fish-ta. Internal study, remember I said the word order, the order is not important. Here you've got a lingual, the lingual is going to take precedence. You've got a lingual followed by a dental. Linguals are hard. So this is going to go to the corresponding ta, hard ta, which would be ta. Right? So pesh ta. Everybody get it? Okay, well that's four. Go to your handout. And I'm going to just read through these to make sure that everybody's clear. On the bottom of page 4, the examples. At the bottom of page 12, number 4. Okay. Bottom of page 12, number 4, the examples. Everybody there? Tet, pika. Tet, pika. Tet, pika. Dental goes to the first tatika. Next one is tataraha, aspirate, still hard. So the ta will go to still the first tataraha. Get that? Mm-hmm. Next one. Tat dayanam. Soft. Tud dianum. It has to go, the dental has to now go to the third. But is it going to be the first or the third? It's going to the third because the third lingual because da is soft. So tud dianum. Next one, aspirate. Tet dalum. Tud dalum. Why? Because da is the aspirate. It's going to, so therefore the dental ta is going to go to tud dhal. Any confusion there, Kiki?
It's because it's a lingual, not because it's an aspirate.
Yes.
So
if you're having some confusion in that regard, so it's going to go like this. Just to kind of make it a little bit different kind of a chart. Say if I have a dental ta followed by the hard lingual ta or ta, what is it going to go? What's that dental going to go to? If a dental ta is followed by the hard lingual, either it lingual, either ta or ta, what will this go to? Okay. If I have a dental ta followed by a soft lingual, what will it go to? Okay, so a word isn't going to end in an aspirate. So these changes are only going to be between the first and the third. The first is the hard consonant, non-aspirate, right? And the third is the soft consonant, non-aspirate. So here if you have a dental ta, it's followed by the first or second letter, ta or ta, it's only going to go to the first ta. If you have a dental ta followed by a da or da, it's only going to go to the third. So now go back to your examples here. Okay. So is this much clear for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break so you can change your viewpoint. We'll finish this example.